Welcome to the Dermatology Podcast, the podcast of the European Academy of Dermatology and Venereology. I'm Christopher Horskamp.
And I'm Cécile Mitmar.
And we are your hosts.
Today, we will be speaking with Professor Laurent Misery, where we will discuss topics ranging from sensitive skin to neuroimaging in the field of dermatology. But first,
on Wednesday, the 9th of December, starting at 2 p.m., the EADV will be hosting a webinar titled Danger Zones for Surgery and More.
Join us on Facebook Live, YouTube, and the EADV e-learning platform, where Professor Mirto Tracatelli and Dr. Elena Rossi will present different clinical cases starting from a clinical evaluation of the defect to the anatomical area following reconstruction. After each case, the potential risks are anatomically explained to help attendees to develop a better surgical eye when approaching skin lesions. The session concludes with a summary of the clinical cases.
Again, the webinar is Danger Zones for Surgery and More, December 9th at 2 p.m. on EADV's Facebook Live and YouTube. And for EADV members, it's also on the EADV e-learning platform. And now, Professor Laurent Misery is the Professor of Dermatology at the University of Western Brittany, Head of the Department of Dermatology of the University Hospital of Brest, Director of the Laboratory of Neurosciences of Brest, and President of the French-speaking Society for Dermatological Research. He is especially interested in the relationship between skin and the nervous system, from the biological point of view to the clinical or psychological point of view. Professor Misery, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
We're really happy you can be with us today. Would you mind telling us a bit about your professional journey?
As you said, I am MD and PhD, and I'm the head of department of dermatology at the University Hospital of Brest. I'm professor of dermatology. I'm director of laboratory at the University of Brest, and I'm also director of the French Expert Center on Pruritus. I'm in Brest since 2001, and I was previously in Lyon and Saint-Étienne. When I was a student, I would like to work about the relationship between the body and mind, and I became later a dermatologist. And I'm very happy to be a dermatologist because this is a highly valued specialty, and skin is a mirror of the internal body as well as the mind. So I'm still interested in psychodermatology, and I was awarded as Hermann Zaff Prize 3 years ago, but I'm more focused on the relationship on skin and the nervous system, and from the clinical point of view, I'm more and more focused on each.
So what are your main research interests, and how were you driven to these topics?
When I was in Lyon, discovered research, and I was fascinated by the team of Jean Tivolet, and I was very happy to be there. I prepared a PhD on dendritic cell and especially Langerhans cells. Then I was working on dendritic cells and the nervous system, then the skin and the nervous system. And finally, each pathophysiology.
Yes, actually, I was going to ask you, could you tell us about pruritus, itch, and its pathophysiology?
Ah, yes. Pruritus is something terrible. It's suffering, which is equivalent of pain with a high impact on the quality of life. it's not only skin disorder, but it might be also systemic, neurogenic or psychogenic. And there are a number of unmet needs with each management. Fortunately, research is very predictive, and now we are able to say that there are specific receptors in the skin, especially in the epidermis. These receptors are histamine-dependent, but usually they are not. They are histamine-independent, and the part 2 is probably the main receptors, but others are also involved in the each processing, especially the substance P receptor, the interleukin 31 receptor, or the opioid receptors.
Mm-hmm.
After the thing, the each signal is processed in the nervous system from the peripheral endings to the peripheral nerve, spinal cord, and finally the brain. And in the brain, there are a large number of areas which are involved in brains in each perception, and the specific aspect of each is that the lobal, the frontal area is involved in each, because there is no itch if there is no idea of scratching. And the good news is that all these discoveries in research on itch allow us to have new and many future treatments, and it's fascinating. It's a fabulous era.
Do you feel that the field has grown a lot in the last few years as the treatments have improved?
Yes, new treatments will trigger the substance P receptor, the opioid receptor, interleukin 31 receptor, interleukin 4, mm-hmm. or interleukin 13 receptors, and other. Mm-hmm. It's a new field with a large number of possibilities.
And based on your research findings, how would you describe the burden of disease affecting the quality of life of people living with hair and skin diseases?
Oh, you know, we identify ourselves to our external body, so we identify ourselves to our skin, our health, and our eyes. Consequently, there is a very high impact on the skin disease from the medical point of view, but also from the psychological and social point of view.
And what are the triggering factors of sensitive skin from the patient's point of view?
Patient say that the abnormal sensations that are observed in sensitive skin are triggered by environmental factors, and the main are cosmetics, but there are others like water, like cold, heat, sun exposure, air conditioning, pollution, tobacco, stress, hormonal variation, and others. Nowadays, we know that sensitive skin can be considered as a low-level small fiber neuropathy, which is triggered by environmental factors.
A lot of factors, indeed. And what is the role of dermatologists in helping people who have sensitive skin?
Sensitive skin is so frequent that people spontaneously don't say I have a sensitive skin because half of the population have sensitive skin. So they don't speak of sensitive skin to their dermatologist, and we need to ask them if they suffer from this abnormal sensation.
Actually, I am one of those people who says I have sensitive skin. And Professor Misery, what do you recommend to people living with sensitive skin regarding their everyday skin care?
First, it might be useful to limit the use of cosmetics, or it might be very interesting to choose cosmetics with short contact, with a few tensioactive or preservative, or cosmetics including soothing components.
I will keep these in mind as well. Thank you.
Now I'm going to jump over to your other passion. Where do you see, how do you see the role of neuroimaging in dermatology?
Neuroimaging is very difficult. Currently, it's only research, but it's fascinating to see some results on itch, on pain, and inflammation. Because when you have some itch, pain, or inflammation in your skin, we can see something in your brain, and it clearly shows that there is a connection between skin and the brain. But in the future, in my opinion, we could evaluate the evolution of skin inflammation, of itch, or skin pain by neuroimaging. And I'm convinced that in future we could measure the effects of some treatments on itch and other inflammatory mechanisms.
I believe you're also speaking about your recent study examining the functional and anatomical brain connectivity in psoriasis patients with healthy controls. Would you tell us a little bit more about that research?
Yes, indeed. We studied the functional connectivity in the brain in patients with psoriasis and healthy controls during the viewing of scratching videos, and we showed that there was an interconnected network of brain areas that was more strongly activated or connected in the patient. There are many areas in this network, and we showed that cerebellum was also involved, which is new, and the role of cerebellum is probably related to the activation of the motor area, because, as I previously said, if there is itch, there is the idea of scratching. The other finding is that we evidenced for the first time that the white matter of the brain was modified in patients. That means that the perception and the control of each sensation, and probably inflammation, is more affected in patients.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a first step, in my opinion.
Being one of the first papers to actually implicate the cerebellum, is this something that you plan on researching further?
Yes, it's quite completely new, yes.
Now, what are the implications of your findings on the treatment of psoriasis in general?
From the pharmaceutical point of view, it probably means that the use of opioids, kappa agonist or mu antagonist, should be very interested in the management of itch, because they could modulate the itch sensitization. But it also means that non-pharmaceutical interventions can be useful, like meditation or musical therapy, because these techniques can activate the inhibiting descending pathways of itch. In another work, we showed that musicotherapy can be surprisingly effective in the treatment of itch.
If you could send a message to every fellow dermatologist and to every dermatologic patient, what would you say?
I would say that dermatology is a fabulous specialty, but remember that it is not restricted to skin, but it must take into account the entire human body and the human person.
Thank you very much for joining us today. We look forward to following your continued research in neuroimaging and dermatology as you submit your findings to the JEADV in the future.
Thank you, Professor Misery.
Okay, thank you very much. See you soon.
That was Professor Laurent Misery sharing his passion for neuroimaging in the field of dermatology and his research on sensitive skin. Join us for more interviews and editor's picks in the coming weeks. And until then,
take care of your skin.